Success Systems presents an opportunity to change your life, starring you and your dreams. What do you want from life? Nothing is impossible. You have the power of choice. Because the doc day is in to write a prescription to cure what ails you. And now, here he is to make a house call for you, Raphael, the Doctor Love.
Hello, and welcome to this episode of the Doctor Love Show. My name is Raphael Love, the Doctor. Today, I'm going to ask you a simple question. Can we talk? I mean, really, can we really talk? Today's episode is going to be a little bit different than a lot of the episodes I've done previously because I'm feeling good today. I'm feeling like I'm on fire with electricity coming out of my eyes, and I'm ready to share with you a message today to get you up and fired up, ready to rock and roll. And, you know, when you get that feeling that you can do anything, have you ever had that in your life? Have you really ever just embraced that feeling like you're a rock star? You're ready to just take on wild boars and bears and tigers and just whoop they candy honeys. No, we're not going to talk about that. But what we will talk about is today's subject. Today's subject is one that I feel very strongly about. It is the power of choice and its counterpart, the power of words. The combination of those two things are what I would say something that God has given us that has, for those of you who don't believe in God, remember, whatever you may believe in, that's fine. Works for you, works for me. Awesome. When you deal with the power of choice and you deal with the power of your spoken word, you have to realize that these things have the power to build up or destroy. Let's talk about the power of choice first. The power of choice is that ability you have to decide one way or the other to do something, to not do something, whether you decide to jump into the 100-day challenge or to sit on the couch, whether you decide to eat right, healthy, organic, blah, whatever is your food choice, or you just decide to sit there and do 30 days nonstop at McDonald's. All of those choices, all of those options are completely up to you. The one thing I would say, though, is when you're making those choices, the ability for you to stop in that instance of making that choice and decide, does this take me to where I want to go? Or does this take me away from where I want to go? You have that ability to stop and say, well, hell no, it doesn't take me to where I want to go. So I'm not going to make that decision. At the same time, you also have the ability to make that decision to go for it. And not just go for it like, I'm going to try. We're going to see what's going to happen. I hope everything works out in my favor. No. And let me say it again. No. If you find yourself even thinking that way, the first word out of your mouth should be no. Because you should tell yourself, that is an unacceptable thought process where you start to draw the line in the sand that this is the way we're going and it's by any means necessary, warrior speed. Now, if you decided that you wanted to do that at any point in time, it's waiting for you to make that decision. Me, today, I made a decision that I'm going to make a commitment to each and every one of you. That commitment is for me to bring the best of what I have in every single podcast. I'm not going to be one of those guys who sits there and just kind of coddles your emotions and makes you feel all better. No. If you want change and you want to get things happening in your life and going now, this is the podcast for you. If you want fun, you want to get things done, bring it. Bring it on. Just bring it on. Now, our second topic of the day is going to be the power of your spoken words. If you heard the first part of this podcast, you realize that my spoken word has the ability to motivate and possibly, you know, piss somebody off. But if it means that getting pissed off or upset will help you get up off your backside and do something that's going to make you powerful and strong from this point forward, blame me. I'll be more than happy to carry the load for you and be the fall guy for why you haven't done what you said you were going to do for the whole time we've been together today. I also say that the words you use, just like the ones I just did, have the power to really help you feel better or hold you accountable or even just make you realize that you've been sitting in your own poop for the last, I don't know, however long, and it's time for you to get a shower, get cleaned up, and move on with your life. The choice, the words are completely up to you. Whatever works best for you when you're having that conversation with yourself, that little voice that you hear in your head, those things that you just really don't like about yourself, we all have them. For me, I don't like the fact that I can't sleep like I want to because I'm so freaking wired sometimes. I have to remember that because I'm really driven to really get out here and really help some people make some changes in their life and really get things going in a positive direction. I would like to also say at this moment in time, I thank every single person that has sent me an email, called me, carrier pigeon, the fruit baskets, love them, keep them coming. They're healthy, they're organic, I love it. As well as the tweets, and I'd like to give a special thanks to a very special person who has been dedicated to the 100 Day Challenge and has been checking in every single day. And that person is Kay England. You know who you are, you know where you are. I'd like to recognize you specifically for your contribution to motivating me and keeping me making better choices within the 100 Day Challenge as well. With that being said, I would like to extend the following challenge to all of those listening. There is an event coming up in January, and I will be holding a drawing for tickets to that event. The tickets are $1,000 each, and I will be giving away approximately 10 tickets to individuals who have stepped up and start to check in with the challenge. I will be basing the drawing from those who check in on the website or via Twitter for the challenge. I will be drawing 10 names from those people who check in, give them tickets to a life-changing event. So for those of you who are interested, just check in. That's all you got to do. And I will contact you. The drawing will be held on January 5th. That gives everybody plenty of chance to get started with the challenge and get into the challenge and also to just check in to do what they need to do. The more days that you check in, the more chances you have to win. And that's it for this episode of the Dr. Love Show.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Love Show. If you want more of the doctor, you can find him in iTunes at RaphaelLove.com. Be sure to give us feedback and let him know what you want to hear more about. He does this show for you, so if you like it, text a friend. And if you don't, let him know so he can fix it up. Here's to achieving all your dreams. The doctor is out.